Let's talk about slang again. Slang. Yeah, slang words is starting to get on my nerves. Every once in a while, a new group of words, well, not new, but a group of words start to get on my nerves. And it's a new group. Let's see, what's the new group? Well, it's not even new. They always get on my nerves. I call it bro talk. That bro talk gets on my nerves. I'm telling you, for people that think they cool and people of a certain age, if you took away these words, they wouldn't have anything to say. Take away bro, bruh, literally, like, and weird, and facts out of their vocabulary, they wouldn't have anything to say. Everything is literally. If you say something, and cap, which is one of the worst ones of all. I still call people liars. I say it's a lie. I never, ever used the word cap before. Never. I've used the word literally before, but I've used it in the right context. You know, I've never been a fan of slang. I use it occasionally, and it's always by accident. I do say bro sometimes by accident, but I never overuse the words. Literally, like, what did I say? Literally, like, facts. Weird is like in the last year or so. Everything is weird. You're weird. It's always you're weird. You're weird. A weirdo. He's a weirdo. Weird. It's weird. Everything. Everybody's weird. A weirdo. If you dress a certain way, you're a weirdo. If you talk a certain way, you're a weirdo. Cops is weirdos. Somebody that they don't like is a weirdo. Weird. Like, what? That just, it doesn't fit for gangsters to be going around calling people weirdos. I don't know where they come up with this stuff at. I guess rappers must tell it to them. I don't know what happens. Man, I'm past 30. I don't pay attention to that stuff. I really don't. I guess, and you know, but it's people past 30 that do the same thing. I know people that's in their 50s. They still keep up with all the new slang words. They still bro and bruh and bruh bruh and weird and cap and literally and like and facts and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's just, I give you one, irritating, stupid, dumb. They need to read a book, and I suggest they start with a dictionary so they can widen their vocabulary, or at least tone it down a little bit. You know what I mean? You ain't got to use the same words over and over again. You can use something else. It ain't got to be literally. It ain't got to be facts. It ain't got to be like. It don't got to be everybody. If they do something to you or something happened to you, they don't gotta be weird. Yeah, try something else. Yeah, everybody's not a weirdo if you don't like them. And everything's not literally. I literally did this and I literally, it's literally, literally, and literally. Literally, literally. I know sometimes when I talk, to people that talk like that, because not everybody talks like that. You can't label every person like that, no matter what color they are. It's not a race thing. It's not an age thing. It's just a some people thing. But people that do talk like that get on my nerves. Because I don't know what they're saying. I mean, I know what they're saying, but it's irritating. Very irritating. I know somebody, when I talk to them, she's about 22. And when she get, when she talks to you and she doesn't like you or doesn't want to have a conversation with you, she start all this like, she'll say something like, well, I was in the house, man, and it was like we was going outside and it was literally 10 people outside, and we got to the argument and it was like literally like what? Just spit it out. Stop saying like. Spit out what you're trying to say and stop saying like over and over and over and over again. You done said like 30 times before. And I done said it. I just said it. But you done said like 30 times before you even told me anything. I don't even know what you're trying to say. Because you haven't said anything except for like. And literally. And you know what I'm saying. It's hard to follow the conversation. Because we never really get around to what we're talking about. Only thing I know is like and literally.